Hi, my name is Anurag Vag and I'm a Chief Creative Director. I have 18 years worth of experience in the advertising, media and broadcasting industry. I had worked with major brands like FIFA, IPL, Champions League, WWE, NBA, and also I worked with major broadcasters like Jio Hotstar, Sony, Zee, Neo Sports, Prime Focus and even Times. So let's begin with chapter one. Introduction to account planning. Let's go. So, account planning emerged to bridge the gap between consumer insight, marketing, and creative development. This made sure that everybody was on the same page, the brand, the agency, and especially the marketing team, because that's where the work gets channeled out. This was developed in the 1960s by the UK agencies BMP and JWT. What this does is basically it combines your research, strategy and creativity into one unified function. So account planning is very important and it is at the core of the function of global advertising and communication agencies. So in the 1950s, agencies were very, very consumer research oriented. Advertising agencies actually manually did the research themselves from the end consumer, you know. They had strong consumer access, whether they went through a direct mailing system, whether there were research groups conducted in halls and in rooms. And also, there was a lot of thinking involved, which came after the research. At that time, the agency structure was only account management, media, and creative. There wasn't a unified, different function for account planning. Because agencies themselves acted as primary marketing consultants for the clients. Post-World War II saw a huge change in lifestyles, identities, and expectations. The consumers wanted more. They wanted emotional lifestyle value, not just the functional benefits of the product. They had to relate to the product in an emotional way. At this time, you know, big FMCG giants like Unilever, they built their own in-house research agencies and they kind of started a monopoly at that point of time. But also many third-party firms emerged selling data to clients. Now, during this time, agencies lost direct contact with the clients. So this most of the time backfired because the creatives were not actually delivering on the promise. The creatives weren't actually getting the message across to the consumers. So as you can imagine, at this point of time, the research was scattered all over the place. There was a lot of data coming in, but nobody knew how to manage it. At this point, there were a lot of agency executives who had a lot of data, but they did not know what to do with it. And most importantly, they did not know how to decode it. So in this, agencies just became executors and not strategic partners. Now, when you have weaker insights, now obviously you're not going to reach your target. You're not going to be able to hone into the exact kind of communication that you need. So this led to the creation of a dedicated account planning function. So as you can imagine, at this point of time, the research was scattered all over the place. Like there was a lot of data, but the agency executives and managers, account managers, they did not know how to decode it. So instead of becoming strategic partners, agencies just became executors. So what happened this time was there was a lot of data, but it was scattered all over the place. Account managers, they got this big amount of data, but they did not know how to decode it. Now, when you have weaker insights, then obviously the execution is that much more weaker. So the industry realized that, okay, we need an interface that will connect the research, the account managers, and the creatives. Therefore, this led to the creation of a dedicated account planning function. Now, this is where the origin of account planning happened. Okay, both agencies, BMP and JWT, they began to focus on the consumer as the central idea. Once the consumer was studied, then everything would fall in place. Now, when consumer behavior started to, and they started seeing patterns in consumer behavior, this is where the planners became strategic partners for the brands and products instead of just executors. Now, both these agencies had different approaches. BMP's approach was more based on field work. They went door to door. You know, they went, spoke to people. They got insights right from the horse's mouth. Once this happens, you are able to sharpen a creative idea on the spot. And this kind of became a very exciting way, even for the creatives, to actually listen to what the consumer wants to say and therefore deliver the creative and tweak it. And this created a lot of competition between different sections like copywriters and graphic artists. And this eventually became a very exciting thing, and advertising started moving in a completely different direction because now the data was straight from the horse's mouth. JWT did things a little bit different. They created a 3-person team: the account director, the media planner, and the creative director. Now, what happened here was when the three worked together, the research, the media, and the creative, they went hand in hand. They looked at every brand and positioned it with a long-term interest. This is where emotional advertising came into place. Now, this is how BMP and JWT completely reshaped modern planning. While BMP was more based on insight, creative ideas, consumer validation, JWT focused more on frameworks, structure, long-term based thinking, and structured planning. So this is how it came into being, and account planning became a major function in advertising agencies today. So now you know when account planning starts to work, when there is structure, when what a consumer feels is being seen on an ad or on the television, and the consumer is buying a product because of that. Account planning became a major factor in advertising, and it spread all across the world. We can see it today in online, digital, and social media advertising too. And also there are digital awards like the Webbies, which honor account planning. So now we can see the timeline of account planning. In the 1960s, it originated. By the 1970s, it spread across UK and it became a mainstay in many European agencies. By the 1980s, it went to the US and people saw results there. And in the 1990s and 2000s, it became a core part of brand strategy. Now, if you look at it in a timeline format, then you will see how initially, the information comes in. You have the people and partners talking about it. You set projects for your goal. You understand what the truth is. You come to, your innovation. That's what your creative team does. Then your team needs to interact in your agency and understand what actions to take. And say, by the fifth year, you kind of understand completely where the brand stands. And now you're an expert at the brand. So this is a learning process, because things are changing, and especially for our generation, things are changing very fast. Let's talk about what happened in the US with account planning. It was adopted obviously by Sheehan and Day in 1980. They hired Jane Newman, who was the first proper planner on staff, and she took the business from $50 million to $700 million in a decade. Sheehan and Day became the agency of the decade. And after their success, everyone wants to emulate them, and everyone started adopting account planning. Now, once again, we talk about this, why does account planning matter? Basically, it prevents the agency from becoming just an executor, and it becomes a partner of the client. Now, it puts the account managers, planners, and the creatives all on the same page, because the data and insight is so much that you have to work with it. Now you're understanding what the consumer wants. And then obviously this leads to better return on investment. Your ads perform better. You have long-term goals that you're trying to meet. And it helps agencies create more effective and more creative advertising way more often. So let's understand the core philosophy and definitions. What it does is basically account planning will turn your numbers into something meaningful, something more tangible in terms of what can be got out of this idea. Then it focuses on the target behavior. What are their habits? What are their spending habits? What are the emotions that a person deals with when using a product or buying a brand? And then it distills this extensive research into one thin line, which your creative team will have just to execute it. So when is account planning needed? When obviously you need better communication, you require to make strong decisions regarding the insight, and when your consumer behavior is rapidly changing, when we have to track what are the motivations of your consumer, we have to track their behaviors, what are their changing needs, when you need to stand out in a cluttered market. So these are the reasons why account planning is needed. So now, what does an account planner actually do? I've interacted with many in my life. These people are the ones who actually get to the consumer to tell us what they're thinking. They're the ones who define the right audience. They're the ones sometimes, actually, I would say most of the times, give us creative briefs. And they are the link between the client expectations and the agency. So what do account planners actually do? They need to collaborate with the client and plan the business and the marketing aspect. How do they do this? They gather insights from the consumers and they make sure that the creatives of the agency are converting that into strong campaigns. They gather data, they talk about demographics, which target audience to hit, when, where, and why. They conduct focus groups, interviews, surveys. So that's a day in the life of an account planner. So again, what do account planners do on a day-to-day basis apart from that? They analyze the perception between the client and the agency. They help find the core proposition of the campaign, and they analyze responses and the performance data that they have gathered through their research. Now, what do you say makes a good planner? First of all, you should have a passion for creativity. You should be able to look at things in a very different lens. He should be adept at storytelling. He or she should be good at research. Balanced thinking and analytical skills are also very important. And of course, you have to be really, really good at collaborating with other teams, working with others, understanding their strengths and weaknesses, being willing to contribute. See, as an account planner, you also have to be able to predict trends, you know, understand the commercial logic behind certain ideas and certain campaigns. Okay. You have to understand where technology is heading. And when it comes to working with others, you need to have empathy, rigor, and a kind of business acumen that leads to profitability. You have to be able to understand that whether this creative idea and its execution can be profitable. Now, obviously, like in every industry and every function, there are a lot of myths that exist when it comes to account planning. Now, people think that account planning is only the thinking part, but that is an oversimplification, okay? It's all across strategy, it's across research, and it's a collaborative effort. So planning is all of that. It's just not one stream or it's just not one direction that we are heading in. So these are certain myths that come with account planning, that once we have our planning department in place, everything's going to go very smoothly. All problems are going to be solved. Oh, once we have a planning department in place, our creatives are going to be fantastic. Oh, once we have a planning department in place, we are going to win new business all the time. So these are all myths, because you have to understand that a lot of disciplines come into play to make an agency successful. Now, a few other myths are like, oh, planning has to be one process. It has to be defined in a certain way. Well, that's not true at all. A lot of planning is about intuition, is about passion. It's about seeing things differently. Now, you'd also think that, you know, maybe planning is like one continuous process. You have to sit and grind away. And it has to be done this way, and it has to be that way in different ways. But no, actually, advertising is very expensive. So your planning needs to be very focused to reach your target communication. And then finally, there's stuff like planning is equal to research. But no, because research is just a tool. There is a lot of consumer insights that come in. It's just not a collection of data. You have to be able to do something with that data. And that is what account planning is. So people also say that planning and research can coexist easily. Of course it can, but the leadership has to be on point. You know, you have to be able to define the roles very well. Then the client likes planning. That's another myth. Client will like planning, but then you have to show them a bill at the end of the month and they're like, oh, okay, now what do we do about this? We can't pay for this. So you have to be very careful about all this. Then also you have to say that planners come with all good ideas and they have the best insights. But no, to be honest with you, anybody from the creative agency can have an experience which will give you some brilliant insights about the product or about the consumer. And planning is glamorous all the time. Not really. Planning can be very mundane, but it is rewarding work. So you don't see planners sit on ads. You know, lots of people think that, oh, an account planner will sit at the ad and direct the ad. No, the account planner's work happens before the ad even goes into production. Another thing is that good planners are rare. Well, that's not the case, because you can be from very diverse backgrounds and be a good planner. And another myth is that all good planning is done in English. Not really. nationality has or language has nothing to do with planning. Then there are myths in the digital age. You know, digital transformation always drains the budgets and all that stuff. But no, if it's planned well, a good planner will show you how technology can improve return on investment. Digital transformation is only for large companies. Small companies, small brands can really, really benefit from planning. Then all digital strategies are equal. That's another myth that you hear. So, you know, when you get into this and when you think, when you have a vision about what planning is and when you don't actually know what goes into planning, then you can, then there are a lot of myths and then there are a lot of misconceptions that you have to deal with. So let's get one thing clear also, that they say AI can replace planning. AI can understand human insight also and interpret it. But is AI truly emotional? Can AI sit with the creative director or sit with, you know, a marketing person and really taste the food? No, it can't. So it's never going to have those real emotions. So let's understand the digital world and where it stands today. So technology is influencing a lot of us. It not only influences the consumers, but also the products and media entirely. Traditional media like television, it doesn't dominate anymore like it used to. There's new digital channels. They shape how planners think and how they approach certain subjects. So everything is changing at a very fast pace. So planner always needs to be on their toes. Then we see how technology and media have transformed the planning game completely. SMS marketing was a thing. Then before that, there was email, websites. We're getting a lot of touch points where we can interact directly with consumers like Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and all that. You know, streaming platforms now have new, everyone knows what streaming platforms are doing to us. You know, now they started playing ads. So that's another major source that planners have to kind of consider how we are going to deal with our strategy on streaming platforms. Influencer marketing and short format video. You know, you're scrolling your reels, and then, you know, how do I make the best of this opportunity? A planner has to be on his toes and always thinking about this kind of stuff. Not only are the trends and technology changing, but even the digital consumer is changing. He's always evolving, right? Consumers have gone from being passive recipients to actual active participants. They take part in polls, they take part in games and quizzes. People now, they want more personalized and meaningful brand stories and experiences. Therefore, influencer marketing comes in. Now, when you see an ad, sometimes an ad is not an ad of 35-40 seconds. Brands make complete films that are like stories, about 7 to 8 minutes with the protagonist going through something which brings our focus as the viewer to the brand. There's a lot of, with new consumers, you need to win their trust. You need to be very transparent. People are telling the consumer, you know, I grow my honey here. This is where I get my crops from. Brands are doing and getting very, very interactive and very innovative, because now they know the consumer has complete access about the product, about the brand, about the company. And the consumer is going to act in a way that he or she seems most beneficial to themselves. So planner has to keep in check with all these things. Now, with all this changing, you know, your media is changing, your consumer is always evolving. So these are challenges for organizations. So an account planner's work becomes even more interesting. I wouldn't say difficult, I'll say interesting. Because while companies struggle to keep up with digital transformation, legacy management must understand that digital consumer behavior is always changing. Budgets have to be allocated in such a way that there has to be room for trial and error. Strong decisions must be made right at a point where, oh, I'm going to go with this star. No, let's cancel this star. Let's go with this actress. Why don't we go with a female here? Maybe she'll appeal more for this brand. So these decisions have to be made because that's how the landscape is completely changing, you know. And what also is very important is the maturity of the people consuming content and looking at stuff. Now, they are very aware and they are extremely woke about what a brand is trying to communicate to them. So an account planner needs to be at the top of their game. And what are the key challenges for today's planners? Let's see. Obviously, there's fast changing digital and social behavioral patterns. What is the right tool? Whether I use Twitter for this, or whether I use Instagram for this, or whether I use YouTube for this, you know. Now, you have all this data coming in from all these directions, you know, the people are entering their phone number in one place and they know what, and everybody knows, I mean, the data companies know what they've bought in the last 5 days, what they've Google searched, everything. So all this data, an account planner needs to know the best possible way to transform all this data into something that they can interpret into a creative or into a communication. There's also a lot of ethical concerns nowadays. What words can you use? What words can you not use? Back in the 90s, back in the 80s and 90s, a lot of creatives got away with a lot of stuff because the world wasn't sensitized to all that. You know, also the biggest challenge that everyone is facing with now is how to optimize AI. AI is not going to replace you. AI is going to help you have a better life. People have to be okay with that. You know, augmented reality, virtual reality. Which product fits into the virtual reality and augmented reality space? You know, and most importantly, with all this tech happening, is the return on investment proper? Am I putting my money in the right place, the right media? Is this campaign right for it? Where is the money going and am I getting any return on investment on it? Then you have to kind of consider, go back in the 2020s and see how the pandemic redefined account planning. 2020 disrupted everything, advertising, marketing and sales, everything. At that point of time, everyone was trying to survive. And when you're trying to survive, that is the best time your brain, your body automatically kinds of gets into, okay, let's innovate. Let's think differently. This is how we got to get through this. You know, it went from insight generation to completely mapping the journey of a consumer, what they're doing. You know, planners, they now not only just track competitors, they track who the decision maker in the family is, whether the father is going to buy this product or the mother is going to buy this product. Not only just externally, but even internally in the company, how do I retain this client? What is something about this client that keeps him coming back? How do I do this? This client likes this. They prefer this kind of media. They prefer this kind of tone. So it became more strategic for the account planner. It became more data driven. It focused more on winning, retaining, and growing customers. Growth has become such a key word for our generation. Now, if you look at how AI has become so important, personalization, you know, the ad that you see, if you're watching a video and your cousin sister is watching a video, the same video on YouTube on two different laptops, she's going to get a different ad, you're going to get a different ad. That is where technology is heading right now. Personalization, you know, augmented segmentation. And you see that AI is also helpful in better creatives for the product. Now, AI has also improved return of interest because your graphic designer is not sitting and doing the same redos, 20 redos that the client wants. Use AI, you know, ask Canva, okay, what's a better background for this? What logo size is proportionate for this creative? Tools like ChatGPT, Midjourney, they completely change the game. So AI is not a threat to your media planner. In fact, it is a core tool. And after that, after the pandemic, you kind of saw that how brand loyalty weakened. You know, all of a sudden we were in survival mode. We didn't say that, oh, I just want to eat this food from there. No, you had to eat what was available. The consumer realized, the marketing agencies realized, the researchers realized. Personal relevance and value-based messaging gained way more importance during this time. Consumers, they expect communication. They want you to understand the situation they're in. So where is the account planner's brain at this point of time? The account planner's brain, the whole time it is, what is my consumer thinking? What is it doing? Oh, you know, it's the IPL is coming up. He must be thinking about his favorite team. How do I leverage that? And also, there are certain patterns post-pandemic that became very evident in the consumer. Consumers started thinking about affordability, started thinking about health. Let's think about the planet. Of course, that eventually people grow out of it. But then let's think of society. Let's be united. I need to experience the product to understand what it is about. I just can't look at an ad anymore. I need to touch it. I need to feel it. You know. So planners have to kind of understand the emotional side of things and the physical side of things. You know, emotionally, how does this phone appeal to my consumer? But once he holds it in his hand, is this mobile device too heavy? Is this phone too heavy? Is it too large to fit into this person's hand? So all these things started coming, and post-pandemic, the landscape completely changed. And how did this impact organizations? Companies adapted. They digitally survived. They grew because they understood we have to move with the consumer. There was no headstrong behavior. you know, live chat and video calls. You know, e-commerce became essential for selling stuff. You know, live videos on Instagram and Facebook became essential for selling stuff. Data and technology, they are at the core of the consumer experience design. It's like, you're going to go watch a movie on in the theater, okay? But to market that movie on your Instagram is a completely different ballgame, right? Like, you don't see a Christopher Nolan's... you want to see go see Christopher Nolan's Odyssey in the theater, shot in IMAX, but how do I attract the viewer on the phone? Make him watch the trailer on the phone, on a small tiny phone, and make him come. So that is where content matters. That's where the commerce matters. That's where, you know, you create a community. Oh, all Christopher Nolan fan base, let's target them. You know, make it convenient for them to book tickets. Write on Instagram where the trailer is playing. Can they book tickets from there from a book now button? That is media planning. That is media planning getting into the consumer's head, into their heart, into their minds. Okay. And see, now with so much of AI, so much of data, we get real-time analytics. Oh, you just posted a reel right now. I see how many views I got. Okay. The views drop right there. So people are looking at the product. They're liking it visually, but they're not waiting for the product's features because that's later in the reel, you know. So these kind of things have completely changed how an account planner needs to, you know, do their work basically. Also, we see in product evolution and new expectations, how the pandemic reshaped the priorities and the product expectations. We did, first of all, we wanted the product to be delivered home. Now, when it's home, first I'm going to try it. You know, what is, if I don't like it, do I have a return option? Should that be in the ad itself first? Oh, return, guaranteed return, so and so. So this is where account planning had to adapt, you know, to how people live, shop and make decisions. You know, the consumers always compare, like you take anything nowadays, you take any phone, you compare it to a Samsung or an iPhone. So if he's going to do that, what's going on in the computer? What is going on in the consumer's mind? Sorry, not computers. So let's talk about product evolution and new expectations. You know, pandemic reshaped the purchase priorities and product expectations in the consumer. Products now had to adapt to how people live, how they think, what they behave. You know, products like kind of have to be thinking about, once the product is in the hand of the consumer, is he going to like it? What if he wants to return it? Should we state in the ad that this product can be returned within 3 days? This kind of thinking in advance. You know, personal values started mattering more after the pandemic. Brands must stand for something meaningful. Something meaningful meant like customer satisfaction, total satisfaction, right? So if I buy a trimmer and the trimmer, okay, I buy it and I find it's, you know, I need to charge it a lot of times. So within 2 weeks, I should be able to return it. So this is also another way that the account planner had to kind of start thinking about the consumer. Maybe the consumer is not going to like the product. Let's make it easy for him to return it. You know, planners, they had to guide the product positioning that reflected the new realities of what the consumer was capable of doing. I can order it in one day, it'll be home. But what if I want to return it the next day? So all these things started changing.